I've got Edwin Collins coming into the studio in a second, okay? And I need to just give you a bit of background about Edwin. He fronted a band called Orange Juice back in the 90s, who were brilliant, but then he went solo, had a massive hit with Girl Like You, which you've probably heard before. I think it probably made him a ton of money. But then in 2005, he had a double stroke, which he really wasn't meant to make a recovery from. When you have two strokes in quick succession, it's quite a serious deal. But Edwin has done amazingly well, and he's battled back, and he's not only released one album, but he's been on numerous tours, and he's back with a brand new album. I'm going to play you this track by Iggy Pop. Then Edwin and his wife, Grace, will join me in the studio. So it's Monday evening, it's Q Radio, John Jackson here, and I'm pleased to be joined by Edwin Collins.
Hello.
Hello, Edwin. And as well, your wife, Grace.
Yes.
Hi there.
Who's got a tour voice.
Tour voice
at the moment. A little bit more about the tour in a moment, but you are back with a new album called Unstated.
Yes.
And I've listened to it a few times, and it's quite a positive album, I would
say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a positive guy, really, and it's good stuff, understated. It's one song, Forsooth, and another song, 31 Years, it's called, understated, of course, and Dilemma, and so on. It's not Northern Soul and India, I suppose.
Yeah, it's your second album since you had the stroke back in 2005, and I don't really want to dwell on that at all.
Yeah.
I sort of want to look at what you're doing now. How have you overcome the challenges in actually writing the music? Because obviously before, you were, you know, using the guitar,
yeah,
maybe more able. I mean, how have you sort of dealt with that, with writing this new music?
I use a Sony tape recorder, it's 20 quid one, to get my lyrics across, and it's no problem singing, for example, Dilemma. Dilemma, that's me, all over. Oh, I like that. Pause it, the Sony tape recorder, and re-record it, the lyrics, and so it's easy.
And you sing parts into it,
yes,
too, don't you?
Yeah.
Like the horn arrangements for
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And so on.
And then that gets taken to the studio.
Yes.
You play it to people, or you use it to remind yourself.
Yes.
You sing things to people, you sing parts. And as musicians are all very tuned into where you're coming from,
yeah,
anyway, aren't they? There's,
yeah,
long relationships here, and
yeah,
and really good musicians together seem to be almost telepathic.
Right.
It's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah, 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 it is.
With them.
All on a £20 dictaphone.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Well, it's perfect.
I think that's the way I'd have to write music, really.
You also say that sometimes you can hear the entire song.
Yeah, yeah.
Complete.
And I shown them the acoustic chords to what I want. Using my left hand, it's easy. I want it look like this, lads.
And right.
It's fine for me.
And I take it from there.
Yes,
that's,
yes.
That's good. It's a good way of adapting. Do you think you'd be where you are now in your terms of your recovery if you didn't have your music? Say, you know, you had followed the path of something completely different. You were, you know, working in a bank.
I must have my music. It's important to me. It's kind of therapy to me. Music is my life.
Working with the people that you've worked with in your band for years,
yeah,
that must have helped you in terms of sort of remembering how everything was and, you know, getting,
yes,
back into the swing of things. It must have been sort
for
of
example, my last album, Losing Your Sleep, I wasn't well enough to... I hesitated a lot of times. Now, of course, not like it is before my stroke. It's fine for me. It's no problem to communicate, to understand what I want.
Did you experiment with any instruments on this album? I mean, I don't know whether on the last album you...
Yes, guitar. I used an amplifier and 330 Gibson and Memphis chords, it is. Simple Memphis chords.
That's on 31 Years.
And
he's kind of hammer on, don't
you? Yeah,
he?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a sort of wang. You just hit the
notes,
the neck of the guitar, and And with the, you set the amplifier up, it makes a noise. Yep. You're going to do quite a lot more of that, you reckon?
You get that with a lot of glam rock bands, don't you? Sort of playing one-handed, showing off to the audience, sort of waving with the
that's
other
right.
one.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's what he's going to be doing.
I was going to say, yeah.
Especially feedback.
Yep.
The guitar.
Bit more of that, Edwin.
I suppose so.
What's your favourite song on the new record?
Dilemma, I think. Mm. It's the single. And it's kind of like Northern Soul.
Which do you think has got the best reception in this latest tour?
Too bad that's sad, goes over really doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Paul did the drums, yep. And Carmen just did the rest of it. Slide guitar and acoustic guitar and keyboard and bass.
On your direction sort of thing, don't you? Edwin's now like the producer. That
It's like a musical.
With his feet on the desk and...
No, I'm not.
Metaphorically speaking.
Yes.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll give that a spin now then, and we'll come back in a little while. This is Edwin Collins on Q Radio. Too bad, that's sad, on Q Radio. Edwin's still with me, with his wife Grace. And Edwin, you've just finished an 11-date tour. We mentioned before, actually, before the interview, that, you know, it's not that long at all, but it's been quite full on for you.
Yeah, yeah, but I've had a stroke, but it's exhausting for me, and possibly Grace, my wife, is exhausting too.
Yeah, but it's really great.
Yeah, it's a good...
You know, it's rather nice to still be able to get the chance to do this stuff.
And the Union in Chapel is, good fun, also in London.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. But every single show, I mean, very weirdly, I've been working for Edwin since 1984, and I saw him play many times before that. This is the best tour you've ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
More people, riotous receptions, no dodgy shows, just all unalloyed joy, really, isn't it?
Yes, I can't believe it myself. It's going perfectly, the tour, and it's good news.
And you've got a nice van or a nice bus, is it?
It's not bad. I get to drive it sometimes too.
Yeah.
Back in the day when Edwin's career was struggling post Orange Juice, I'd say, well, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get an HGV Class 1 and become a truck driver. And you can carry on doing your music and we'll figure out a way. But we won't have to worry about money anymore because I'll be really raking it in with my truck.
Your trucking company.
Yeah.
You could be the next Eddie Stober. On the back of this tour,
yes.
Do you have any other plans for any more live shows? Have you got any summer festivals coming up?
Oh, the summer festivals galore. You tell.
Okay, what are we doing? We're doing Hop Farm and we're doing Green Man. We're doing a really nice one in Yorkshire called the Deer Shed. We're doing one in Birmingham, which is just about confirmed, I think, called the Mosley Folk Festival, even though you're not a folk band. and we're going to Belfast on May the 10th to do... This is a brilliant event. We've been there before a few years back, called the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival.
They all sound like nice festivals. All the names are really sort of... Yeah. They sound decent.
Yeah, I struggle with big, unwieldy ones, to be honest. It's not my favourite thing. Just getting around it all and dealing with it, and I don't know. The last time I was at...
Latitudes?
Well, Latitude's just nice.
Yeah.
That was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's a gorgeous day.
The last time we were at Glastonbury, I was dropping my son off or something, and it'd been really muddy, and then it got really hot, so it was really dusty. And I thought, it's a wee bit like a refugee camp in reverse, this, isn't it? Where in a refugee camp, everybody's trying to get the paperwork sorted to get out of there. And at Glastonbury, everybody's trying to blag their way into it. It's kind of...
Come on, Grace. I like...
It's kind of weird.
I like Glastonbury. You don't.
What do you do when we go to Glastonbury? Do you go and check out the bands?
No.
Exactly.
Go home.
We go, do the thing. We've gone and done the thing we've gone to do. And got in the bus and gone, bye, and gone for a nice country pub lunch on the way home.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I've been to festivals and stayed in hotels before.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I was young and I should have been living it up in a tent.
Mucking in. Yeah.
No, well, I don't know. So you'll be continuing with your record label as well?
Yes, AED Records. and it stands for Analog Enhanced Digital.
You're a fan of Analog Modern Digital, I'm guessing, from that name.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a fan. CDs are, my opinion, have jump. I like albums best. Mm-hmm.
It was kind of trying to make it really, really cottage industry. It's a proper independent label. We do our own manufacturing. We've got a very nice distributing company down in Brighton.
Yeah.
We sell off our own shop. And we try to keep it beautiful. We're actually discovering something I think is happening in a wider sense as well,
yeah,
which is that people like glorious tactile vinyl. And if you make it lovely, if you make put a lot of effort into the design and the quality of the thing, then it goes over very well. We always include a free CD in every vinyl.
They're sort of coming back round to that with Record Store Day, which happened obviously a couple of weekends ago now. It's kind of got bigger every year, and like literally just down the road from us here in London on Berwick Street, there was, you know, you had literally a couple of thousand people. And,
yeah.
You know, there were people performing and people doing special records just for that.
That's
and
amazing.
People
yeah.
like to have something.
I did the Heartbeats and the 7-inch single.
You did the 7-inch with the Heartbeats, didn't you?
And What Are You Doing, Fool?
Yeah, it's really good. But it's funny, you're talking about Berwick Street along there, because that's where you used to do quite a lot of your record shopping.
Yeah.
During Orange's days.
Yeah, yeah, and Rip It Up, the album done there. The
was Berwick recorded side. At Berwick Street right. Studios, just along the way there. And you sort of lived in that neck of the woods.
It's a lot of memories in London.
Yeah, lots of memories.
Which kind of brings me on to sort of the last thing I want to talk to you about, and the fact that you're moving away from London. You've lived you lived in London for quite a while now.
Yeah,
I understand.
30-odd years. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the decision? You're moving back to Helmsdale.
I'm building a studio in there, and the designs are amazing.
Building work's just about to begin, and couldn't be an extension of all of our activity. The label, people can come and record here in beautiful circumstances. It's going to have a sort of residential part of it. It's beautiful, isn't it? Gorgeous views, get away from it all. But also I think you and I can, between bouts of intense work that we do, it's a nice place for you and I.
Relaxing.
What's the main reason you're moving back? Is it just you want
Grace
this?
Grace just decided on that.
Okay, so she's the tour manager, she's the driver. She's the, I don't know, the artistic, no, you're the artistic director.
He's the artist. Yeah.
And then, and you're the...
And there's some fascist dictator.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say anything, I don't want to say...
Correct, Grace.
That's fine.
It's kind of like, it sort of makes sense of our life in many, many ways, but it's quite important to us, to me, that I spend more time in this beautiful village that I love. We keep a toehold in London, we still have a house in London, but I'd like to spend more time in this beautiful place, and we don't get to do that enough at the moment. And we're building a studio, for goodness sake, you know.
Well, I think, honestly,
I'm grateful.
Yeah, you deserve it. You both deserve it.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a spoilt brat, let's face that.
A spoilt brat?
Yeah. I think maybe before we start an argument any further, we'll leave it there. Edwin and Grace, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
John, thank you. The new album,
Understated, is out now, and I'm going to play the first single that came from that. This is Dilemma. Thanks, Edwin and Grace.
Thank you.